And first, we're going to play him, play his song of the week, which is from U2, With or Without You. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody.
You, with or without you, with or
All right, we're back, and we tried to get a hold of our brother, Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkana, BC, but he's in Kamloops right now, and he's doing some more treatment for his ailments that he's a big inspiration, because for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother, and he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big floods of a few years ago.
Yeah.
And so a very, I call him an extreme survivalist.
Resilient extreme survivor.
Yeah. So very special.
Mm-hmm.
And so we send him, you know, our prayers and our love, and wishing him well on his recovery. So he's up there in Kamloops getting some treatment and getting some testing done or whatever.
And lots of love to the medical team.
Oh, yes. A big shout out to all the nurses.
Technicians and doctors. Nurses and doctors.
Yeah,
because reception people. And
yeah, it's a big cancer clinic there in Kamloops.
Yep.
And, you know, I spent some time there with him and was able to do some of his work that he was getting when he was getting the chemo there.
Yep.
And they have a very speedy team that's right there on call, especially if there's any emergency, because you can be allergic to the medicine.
Yeah, or even the imaging stuff that they might sometimes put through veins and stuff so they can see what's going on at times, that type of thing, the testing stuff.
Well, also just the chemo.
Right. It's powerful.
Oh, it is. It's like you can't even touch them when they're on chemo.
Yeah.
You can't touch them because it comes out of your body.
Right.
And it can get into you.
It's designed to kill cancer cells, right? So it's powerful stuff.
So it's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah.
And he had to go on that immediately after his treatment for Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Wow, that's a back-to-back, isn't
it? Yeah, and for people out there that don't know what Guillain-Barré syndrome is, it's a neurological disease. And without treatment, it's guaranteed to kill you. No one would ever survive without treatment, because it shuts down all your nerves. Mm-hmm. And he got to the point where he only had one eye that he could use.
Wow. And that's quite a test for a person, trial.
Absolutely, because he was on a medically induced coma for 2 weeks. 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty tough.
And then loved ones too.
Oh,
like our loved ones, you know, surrounding and loving, mm-hmm. but at the same time also witnessing.
Yeah.
It's a lot for everyone too.
Yeah, it's so, quite a sight to see, you know, somebody on a machine that you know that this machine is the only reason they're here.
Yeah.
And the thing is, once you come back from it, it resets your whole system.
Wow.
It resets you and you go right back to being like a baby. You have to relearn everything.
Wow, that's another part of the whole journey, hey?
Yeah, you have to learn how to walk. You have to learn how to talk. You have to learn how to, function your hands and everything. And
we don't realize how much learning we do in the first few years of life.
It's right. And you know, he had to come through all that, reset his whole system, and then that's when we found out, the doctor said, well, you know, if he survives this, and he's only got a 40% chance of surviving.
I know, that's hard to hear, hey?
Yeah, and he said, if he survives this, we're sorry to tell you, but he has leukemia.
Right. Yeah, that's...
And, leukemia, lymphoma.
Right.
Lymphoma, stage 4 cancer, and then we're like, you know, if he survives this, he's going to have to go on chemotherapy, immediately.
Yeah.
Because, you know, stage four is like...
You don't want to mess around.
Yeah. And so, man, he fought through the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got strong enough and he reset himself and he was able to walk and talk and eat. And
then the next competitor got into the ring.
Yeah, and then he had to step up and fight lymphoma. And he fought through it. He did have an allergic reaction.
Yeah.
And it was a code blue or whatever. And doctors had to come running, three or four doctors and about seven nurses. And, you know, they had to, like,
help.
Yeah. And, you know, it's pretty freaky, pretty scary. Yeah. But, you know, he survived all that. And then if that wasn't enough, then we had the big forest fires that happened. And man, that was like crazy, crazy time. Like imagine being in that situation, still recovering, you know, not even being able to run away from the fires.
Not feeling your strength yet.
Yeah. And so he was able to escape out of that and had to leave. And then getting back, you know, they got stranded because the floods came like two weeks after the fires.
So next time you're at a Starbucks complaining about the latte not being quite right, you need to remember this superhero here. Has he got a superhero outfit? It sounds like he really should have a cape.
Well, I think so.
Yeah. Well, our love goes out to him because, you know, it's a lot to be in a hospital environment, too.
Yeah.
With all the beep, beep, you know. Yeah. It's not exactly the warm, fuzzy environment of home, right?
Yeah, so we're wishing him well out there in Kamloops and lots of prayers to him and lots of shout-outs to all the doctors and nurses and helping him out and all the family up there that's surrounding him all the time and just being there around and supporting. Big shout-out to them.
Yes.
And also, we got to remember the rest of our family all over the world, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now down in California, they're suffering from major fires down there. And it's scary because, you know, we all have family. We all know people that are living down there somewhere, and especially in L.A.
It's a big place. Populated. Yeah,
it's a big place, and everybody in the world knows somebody from L.A.
It just looks like the, you know, like other forest fires, it just looks like that Armageddon kind of thing.
It's just like a tremendous, scary thing, especially when you know people there.
Yeah.
It can be very, like, scary and horrifying, but... you know, we're all resilient people. We're all, like, looking out for each other and caring for each other.
Yeah,
so.
Let's make it bring out the best in us, hopefully, you know, because
so let's all remember those people down there, give out some positive energy towards them and well wishes. And same with all over the world. Like, you know, we still have the Ukraine-Russian thing happening, the Middle East and Israel and...
a lot of suffering.
And a
shout out to the BC firefighters that are going down to help out in the fires down south.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, so we're going to be playing next. We're going to have some more music coming in, and this one is actually a group from the Ukraine called Somali Yacht Club, and this song is called Sight Waster. So let's have a listen to that. We'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody. Thank you. that was Somali Yacht Pirates and their Somali Yacht Club, and they're from Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And their song was called Sight Waster. But we did get a hold of our brother Shkwait Shakhlach, and let's have a talk with him. How are you doing, Shkwait?
I'm doing as well as can be.
Did you make it to Kamloops yet?
We're just pulling into Kamloops.
Okay. Yeah, we were wondering, we weren't able to get a hold of you, so we're...
Yeah. Well, I just noticed the cell was on airplane mode.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
All right. So, we have a subject today, and it's on New Year's resolution, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
I haven't really thought of them in, 40 years or so. I think I was 14 or 15 when I first decided to make a New Year's resolution. But all it did was cause me stress and anxiety. So I haven't bothered since.
Mm.
But our lives are already stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And full of anxiety.
Mm.
Why add more?
Mm.
I'm not affluent enough not to have stress and anxiety.
Mm.
That's what I figured. Mm-hmm. So, for those who can, make them, because it'll help you, but if not, you're just begging for unwanted stress and anxiety. Mm. That's what I figure. That's my thoughts about New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's we were talking about it earlier, and I think you're already practicing enough. Because we were talking about it because it's a very positive thing. And here on the program, we're always talking about human growth and positivity. And with yourself, because I was telling a little bit of your story after we played your song, and tribulations and trauma that you went through with Guillain-Barré syndrome and lymphoma cancer. And we were just commending you on just the inspiration that you've created in the world, and I have some people that they say that you should get them to write a book. Because it's such a powerful thing that you've accomplished and achieved to come through those things. You were going to say something?
I was just going to add that also just in the different segments that we've shared, that you've shared with us over the year, how you like to approach things and being, civil and kind to people, to strangers, and courteous and that type of stuff. Like the way that you, when we're sharing it, how you live too. Sometimes with people going through huge trials and tribulations, they bite everybody's head off. Doesn't matter how kind as somebody else is or whatever, and here you are in really working to that piece of being that who you want to be every day kind of thing too. So I appreciate that based on what you've shared with us on the show, and very down to earth and real.
I'm just happy to have another day.
There you go. So, celebrating, right?
Why spend it being bitter and angry?
Makes good sense, but it doesn't stop people from doing it sometimes. So I love that you are modeling that.
Yeah, and it's just a joy and a privilege and an honor just to have you come on our program and make the time, even though you're going right to treatment, right to Kamloops Hospital right now as we speak. And it's just so inspiring to have somebody that just fighting and continuing and going on and just amazing. So we really appreciate you spending your
tenacity
time, and just joining us on our program, sharing your beautiful music. We really enjoyed you too, with or without you. Just very special, blessed music. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, it gives me something to live for.
Well, we're going to have to wrap things up anyway.
Okay, yeah.
We're sending you lots of care and love.
Yeah, thank you all the station listeners here and abroad for your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers. I send it all back to you all. A thousandfold.
Wow. Beautiful. Yeah, well, we thank you, and we're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC, and on his trip to recovery, and always a blessing, special time to have with them. And also Lady Fahima sends her love and wishes to everybody. Her too, she's in a little bit of a recovery mode, but lots of blessings from her and all her fans out there. And a big shout out to Magnus and to Jesse and Conavar and Robin, all the people that keep this program going, and all the wonderful programs here at CJSF 90.1 FM. So we're going to wrap things up. We're going to say bye for now.
Bye for now, everyone. See you next week.
And thank you.
Thank you.
President of Minnecata Park Association, Celia.
Thank you.
And we're going to play some Dig from Geezer. Enjoy, everybody. Bye for now. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
You're here?
On Free Voices.